The mystery of godliness. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. The mystery of godliness was an astonishing truth explained by Paul to Timothy. The mystery of righteousness encompasses the redemptive work of Christ Jesus. It was a truth that was hidden from man in the Old Testament, and it was a truth that was explained through Paul in the New. This is no mysterious phenomena that cannot be understood by you or me. This is no secret illusion given only to a few men with mystical minds. This was a truth hidden by God until it was time to proclaim it to the world. The mystery of godliness is the wonderful truth of the glorious gospel of Christ. The mystery of our faith was a truth that emanated from the heart of God. The mystery that demands our reverence is God with us, the hope of glory. The mystery of godliness is the gospel of Christ unfolded in the scheme of salvation. It is the mystery of our faith. It is the glorious gospel of Christ. It is the amazing plan of God's gift of salvation to you and to me. The mystery from God is an undeniable certainty. It is a truth without controversy. We can confidently believe his word with absolute assurance and utter confidence. For without question, this is the great mystery of our faith. The first principle in this open secret is the manifestation of Christ in the flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was clothed in mortal flesh, so that he could be identified as one with our race. God became man, so that man could return back into fellowship with a holy God. Christ became sin, so that sinners could be covered in his perfect righteousness. Jesus became the captain of our salvation to demonstrate how to live godly in him. He was made in the image of man, that he might destroy the work of the evil one. Great is the mystery of godliness. Precious is the gospel of God's great salvation. The second principle of this mystery of our faith is that Christ was justified in the Spirit. Christ, who knew no sin, was made sin so that we might be made righteousness in him. He was made sin, and he bore the world's sin. But Christ was the innocent sacrifice. And so he was justified, vindicated, cleared of all its guilt and consequences and wages. For the wages of sin is death. But Christ, being raised from the dead, dies no more. Christ lived a perfect human life, living, walking, and praying in spirit and truth. He fulfilled God's righteous requirements, and so he was vindicated by the Spirit. Great is the mystery of godliness. Precious is the incarnate Word of God and his great salvation. The third principle of God's revealed mystery is that Christ was seen of angels. It was angels that heralded his birth and angels that announced his resurrection. It was angels that ministered in temptation's hour, and also in Gethsemane's pain. It was angels that sang at the womb of creation, and they who saw his ascension. And angels around the throne worshipped before him, crying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb that has been slain, to receive power and riches, and wisdom and might, and honour and glory and blessing. Great is the mystery of godliness. Wonderful is his name, the anointed of God, our precious Saviour." fourth principle of this wonderful truth is that Christ preached unto the Gentiles. Though many rejected the King of the Jews, nonetheless many Gentiles believed. And out of the nations was called a people for Christ's name to bear much fruit. His blood has bought men from every tribe, language, people and nations. For you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Great is the mystery of godliness. Praise the Lord, for he wills that all are saved and come to faith in Jesus. The fifth principle in this great assurance is that Christ is believed on in the world, for he that believes on the Son has eternal life. But he that obeys not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. How gracious is God, for the people that walked in darkness were given the light. Those born dead in their sins can become sons of God by grace through faith. Great is the mystery of godliness, for the earth shall be filled with his glory as the waters cover the sea. The sixth principle of this undeniable certainty is that Christ was received into glory. Christ finished the Father's work and claimed his position on the Father's throne. His glorious resurrection was done, and his position in glory awaited him. Both acts verified his authenticity. Both affirm his eternal kingship. The mystery of godliness is that astonishing truth given by Paul to Timothy. The mystery of godliness is the wonderful truth of the glorious gospel of Christ, unfolded in the scheme of salvation. It is the mystery of our faith. It is the glorious gospel of Christ. It is the amazing plan of God's gift of salvation to you and to me.